Welcome to the show.
You know what today is.
Of course I do.
It is National Mac and Cheese Day.
It's so cheesy.
I love mac and cheese. Great.
Mac and Cheese Day.
Cheesy.
Love mac and cheese.
It's National Mac and Cheese Day.
You ready to start?
Say cheese.
Cheese.
Let's start the show.
It's showtime. Hit it.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
In our family.
Oh, acid, okay.
The baby has been able to latch, but has not been able to produce any milk. It's okay, because we're going to supplement the feeding with formula so that my baby's still getting the nutrients that they need, but I'm still feeling hopeful.
I appreciate you so much for all your work.
Yeah, your baby's not eating or feeding because you're a freaking man. Oh, it's going to be one of those shows today, people. Welcome to the Monica J. Show. Truth, whether you like it or not. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, a transgender is trying to breastfeed their baby. And, no milk is producing. Not getting any milk. The baby latched on, but no milk. But they're still hopeful. Thank goodness they're supplementing with formula, or that baby would be starving. This is the reality that we live in. Let's go to today's poll question, because... Kathleen Sebelius is right out there in the news, pretty much along with anybody that was with the Biden administration or with the Obama administration, because they're coming after you. And you know what? There are enough of us patriots who are now deemed as criminals, I guess. At least that's what the left is pushing for. That we're still out there willing to protect everything. Today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com. I'm so worked up, I can't even remember the numbers. 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com. We're seeing it in the news again. Oh, new case discovered. Whether it be COVID or the Delta variant. Let me tell you, this Delta variant, that's a bunch of BS that they're pushing, because every time there's a variant, it gets weaker, not stronger. But no, they figured, well, you believed everything the first time. I guess you'll believe them again, or some people will believe them again, because I know you don't. But here's the question. Should the number of adverse effects, you know, the deaths, the blindness, all the other things, the myocarditis, for the COVID shot be announced right alongside the number of COVID cases? Should it? Should the number of adverse effects for the COVID shot be announced right alongside the number of COVID cases? Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should Nevada teachers have the right to opt out of the teachers union at any time instead of just 2 weeks in the summer? Well, let your voices be heard, because 99% of those participating in the poll said yes. Well, the teachers have two more days, today and tomorrow. That's it. So if you know any teachers or know anybody that knows any teachers, just give them the little heads up, because they'll still be protected, but they can still opt out of the teachers union. and save $850 a year. I know it doesn't sound like much, but it is. So, should the number of adverse effects for the COVID shot be announced right alongside the number of COVID cases? Well, if you haven't had the shot, which you can go online and you can look at the VAERS numbers, and you can see that we are now pushing 10,000 people dying from it. I think it's actually getting close to into the hundreds. Well, 7,463 permanent disability. What is that permanent disability? It could be blindness. It could be paralyzation. This is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. Women are losing babies. They're miscarrying. We don't know the numbers of infertility that are going to be coming from the future. I mean, you can't tell now. Infertility affecting men and women. Because you have people out there like the former Obama administration Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius. Americans who have not received a COVID injection should not be allowed to work, to have access to children. Is that your own children, or is that speaking of teachers, should not have access to children and be limited on where they are allowed to go. You realize that entire statement there. Who have not received whatever. You can change up the COVID injection for anything. Should not be allowed to work, have access to children, and be limited to where they are allowed to go. That is communism. That is not this country. The left makes it seem like we have lost, but we haven't. Keep watching Maricopa County. Election fraud is not going to stand. When Democrats try to run and keep the free process of voting from happening in our legislatures, they will be arrested. Thank you, Governor Abbott in Texas. No wonder so many people are fleeing to Texas. Just be careful, though, because you never know. Governors only last for so long. Well, good governors only last for so long. Others, like Sandoval, show their true colors. And, well, Sisolak, I think we already knew what he was going to be like. Anybody that would put their hands, allegedly, around someone's neck and choke until they're bruised, well, you know how that person's going to be. I can't wait for those Democrats to get back to Texas. I can't wait to. Well, the media is probably not going to show it. You know, they were more than happy to show them on the private jet flying out to D.C. No masks. Booze on the plane. Woohoo! I wonder if the media will show them getting back to Texas and being arrested. You know, it's just, it's unbelievable. Armstrong and Getty going on talking about how it's the dumbing down. Is this something new to them? Because we've been talking about, I've been talking about, my husband have been talking about the dumbing down of America for the last 20 years. I've been talking about it as a media person for the last 20 years. These people are just catching on. We see it in the lowering of our standards. Hell, we saw it right here in Washoe County when the superintendent said, well, you know what, we'll just lower the standards, you know, then kids can get their diplomas. We'll just do away with the end of the year test. What happened to making people believe that they can achieve anything if they work at it? If they read, if they study, if they practice? No. Nah. We'll just make it easier for you to fail. Get you out in the real world so you'll fail some more. You'll be depressed. You'll turn to drugs or alcohol and just feel that you can't do anything better. Well, you know what? That is a bunch of crap. Anybody who has the will inside them can do better. You can kick that addiction. You can build a better life for yourself. People are doing it every single day. The big part is, though, you have to realize it, admit it, and maybe ask for some help. And there is help out there, especially in this community. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Beautiful Boulder, Colorado. The number one place to live in the country. Could it be the Rocky Mountain skiing? Or whitewater rafting? The splendorous nature?
No, it's the legal weed!
Or some of the most wonderful hiking trails in the world?
Legal weed is everywhere!
Maybe people love Colorado for the warm, neighborly attitude.
We're all stoned and super nice because of it!
Or maybe the great restaurants with picture-perfect views.
Yeah, especially when high!
Find the answers in Boulder, Colorado.
Legal weed!
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today, and thank you to everybody who sent me so many just wonderful emails. I'm even talking about people like Commissioner John Engels. He sends me some just outrageous stuff. But this one was sent to me by a listener. And wow, I brought this up to a group of people that I was with last night. Actually, I was having a campaign meeting last night here, and a group of about 10 of us. They hadn't seen this story, so I had to pull it up and explain it to them. So, you know how we have drag queen story hour. That's not just a local thing that was protested. That is a national thing, but it is also an international thing. Well, this is showing the progression of, you know, You give an inch, they take a mile. Literally. I mean, we've talked about how, you know, I'm sorry, I think of drag queens and I think of the different shows that are put on, the cabarets, the entertainment. You know, you've got somebody that looks like Liza Minnelli or Madonna and they're singing and entertaining. That's what I think of drag queens. When they're wearing devil horns and costumes that make them look like something that just came out of hell and they want to read to children, that bothers me. Advocates say, oh, it's just costumes. Yeah, you know, those costumes scare the little children that they're reading to. And we've had way too many pedophiles arrested that are doing that. Well, in London, a children's reading event is getting some intense backlash. Now it's making it into the news because it's the local Muslim community that is complaining. See, it doesn't matter if you're Christian and you complain. You have to be part of the Muslim community and then people listen to you, or at least the media does. Because now, you know, half a week later, it's starting to pick up that, oh, you know, maybe this is a bad thing. People trying to distance themselves from what went on. Why am I upset about this? Because one of the costumes included the character Rainbow Monkey. I hate saying this on the air, but it's the name of it. Dildo Story Hour. So if that's the name of it, wouldn't you think as the person organizing it that maybe that wasn't such a good idea for children? Especially when Rainbow Monkey is outside trying to promote it with assless chaps on, rainbow chaps. Circles cut out where his nipples are out. Why we had to cut circles out of the fabric, I don't know. Had to have those exposed. With a huge fake, you know what, hanging between his legs. As he's outside dancing around, twirling it. Please, somebody on the left, if you've got the guts in the LGBTQ plus community, and we all know what that plus is going to be, explain to me how this is appropriate. Well, that's in London, Monica. That would never happen here. You want to make a bet? Seriously, you want to make a bet that something like that's not going to happen here? This is why they are sexualizing children. This is why they are pushing them to grow up. Why they're infiltrating things like children's story hour with sex and perversion. With the parents I know here, yeah, this guy would have never have made it out of the room. He would have never have been even around children. But the sad part is even in this community, there's a whole lot of people out there that would protect this whole idea of doing this. And it's disgusting. It's the Monica Jay Show. Truth hurts, doesn't it?
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the number of adverse effects for the COVID shot be announced right alongside with the number of COVID cases? You know, they keep scaring you. Here we are going back into the fear again. Oh, COVID cases. We have 3 COVID cases now. We had 5 COVID cases. You know what? Don't care. People recover. Especially now that the murderers have been shut down. And we know hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, when administered early, treats it wonderfully. And we know remdesivir and Regeneron helps people who catch it when it's gone too far, when it's administered. Because I'm living proof that when you're in the hospital, they don't administer it to you. Thank you very much, Renown. Oh, what was I doing? Oh, so at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com, should the number of adverse effects from the shot be announced right alongside the number of COVID cases? If you think that, well, guess what? Every time I hear somebody mention a case, I'm going to mention the adverse effects. And if you want to hear that in the news, you need to call the news people. Whether it be television, print, radio, say, you know what? Instead of trying to manage everybody with the fear porn, why don't you give both numbers? Just saying. Yesterday's poll question, should Nevada teachers have the right to opt out of the teachers union at any time instead of just the 2 weeks they get in the summer? 99% of those participating said yes. Teachers, know anybody that knows a teacher? You've only got 2 days. This is how you crush unions. When they don't get your money. That's right. That's what they want. They want your money. The school districts, they want your money. It's all about the cash. Everything we're seeing is about the cash. Even the dumbing down of this country. Follow the money. And that teaches you a lot. Going on to a couple of other things that I wanted to share with you today. I was sent to this by my friend Melody yesterday. Asked me if God was trying to send a message. I don't know. Does he control lightning? Because witnesses claim lightning destroyed a George Floyd mural in Ohio. The one of him with a crown on his head. Because, yeah, he shouldn't have been killed. He should be in jail, not killed. But yet, just like all other criminals, they celebrate him. Why? Is it the criminals just celebrating criminals? Or is it Democrats? Because they love criminals. They let him out of jail. They put him back onto the streets to create more havoc. And And why do I say Democrats? Because it is the Democrats. During a speech yesterday in Philadelphia, Biden said that Trump supporters are worse than slave-owning Confederates. Oh, that man would know. Boy, they've just got this down to the T on how they manipulate people. On how they can turn the tide. Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Kamala Harris. Oh, God. Kamala Harris, please. Such a joke. Now she's saying that she has to start saying no. She needs to say no more. She should have started saying no a heck of a long time ago if she wanted to have a reputable career. just saying. All right. Since I can't see my screen, somebody just whispered in my ear that I have a phone call at 884-9910. So let's go. Ken, what's on your mind?
Hi, Monica. This is Ken. And I just wanted to alert everybody, including the Democrats, for that matter. I think some have heard that the Nevada Democratic Party was taken over when they elected a new president by the DSA, or Democratic Socialists of America. And I wanted to let people know that if you're a Democrat, you're no longer a Democrat. You're a Democrat socialist, which means you're a Marxist. And the proof is in the fact that if you go to the LVDSA.org or LasVegasDSA.org, you will find all the information about their intentions and their agenda. And you will not find that on the Nevada Democrat Party website. Because they don't want you to know, they've turned into socialists. Marxists.
Ken, didn't we figure this out last year? Something, they had an election and half of the people left
the main office. Left, but also, yep, and also they recently. Were able to have a judge elected, Marxist judge elected into the courts down in Las Vegas. I believe that was in January or December. And I just want to also let you know that they have established the Democratic Socialists of America have established an office here in Reno. And, that is at the LGBTQ Community Center at 1745 South Wells Avenue, and they are doing this in a covert manner. There is a website that you can find. It states how they have done this and how they have planned this out, and now they are working to turn Reno into a convince people socialism is the way to go here in Reno. But they are working out of the LGBTQ Community Center in Reno, and so they have disguised themselves there.
So, I mean, this is all because of Hillary Sheevy and the Reno City Council and constantly pushing it to everybody. I hope Democrat, even though Sheevy says she's an independent, my butt, she's a Democrat. You know, she just listed that way. She's a full-fledged Democrat. And I want Democrats to know that this is your party. And we need to call it what it is, and that is the American Communist Party. That is what Democrats are.
And here's the thing: on their website, they say they intend to push all Democrats who are not with them out of office, and they are going against one of the senators in the next election to push her out. And also, so it's a big fake out by the Democrat Socialists of America, because they're not putting any information out, and they're using the pattern of Hitler, Marx, Mao, Castro, and Chavez to infiltrate and lie to the people, propagandize, and take over the government. So we are living here in Nevada. We are living under a Marxist government because the Democrat Party has been taken over by a Marxist organization, and they are running the show.
And that's why we saw Sisolak do what he was doing with gun control and all that. And, you know, this is the thing, Ken. Just look at the socialist and communist countries. Like right now, Cuba has actually shut down their internet. So people in Cuba can't cry to the rest of the world for help. And they want to hide everything that's going on there.
I want to say one more thing. So when I spent 20 years in the military. Most of that was in the era of the Cold War. And they taught us to know the enemy, which at that time was the USSR communists. Today is a new war. America's being invaded from within. And you need to know your enemy. The enemy are socialists, which are communists, which are Marxists. And that is our enemy. Unless you want to become a Marxist, unless you want to live like the Cubans, the Venezuelans, and the Chinese, and what used to be the USSR, then give in to this stuff. But again, if you're a Democrat, you're not, and you're a Marxist now. And if you don't want to be a Marxist, find a new party, because that's what you're going to be labeled as from now on.
Yep.
So,
Ken, thank you,
Monica.
Thank you for the information. I appreciate it. And Democrats need to wake up. If you think that the Democrat Party is the Democrat Party of JFK and all that time, guess what? It's not. And that was one of the reasons why he was murdered, was because he wanted more of a free and fair society. Yeah. Can't have that. Can't have that. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and I love it when you share. Of course, I just had my little rant there about being in the ICU for 4 days and my total stay, 5 days at Renown for COVID pneumonia, not being treated. I was given oxygen and fluids and watched, even though, you know, I'm bad enough to be in the ICU. No treatment. Just received this from a friend. So I'm just listening to you and forgot to tell you that I have now been diagnosed with long haulers COVID. Wouldn't that have been nice to actually have been treated for COVID when I was in Renown? Maybe I wouldn't have the breathing problems I still have now. Yeah, I can't wait for the America's frontline doctors are suing pharmacists now who didn't fill prescriptions of the hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin. Well, sign me up when you sue the hospitals for not actually treating COVID when there's two medications out there that have been proven to work. You know, it'd be one thing if this happened last year and they were still playing their BS games that, we don't know. But no, this is a year and a half later when they have treatments. Yet people are still being denied. You got to ask yourself why. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Vance this morning. Vance, first off, thank you for your service trying to keep us out of communism, but I guess the generation after you dropped the ball.
No, actually, it was going on long before I was born.
That is true. In this country, yes.
If you take a look at Woodrow Wilson's writings, he was a dyed-in-the-wool communist. That simple. But to dovetail with the previous caller, I have had in my possession since 1974, I think it is, when I got stationed down at NAS New Orleans. That's a pamphlet titled A Lame Duck in Turbulent Waters. I still have that pamphlet, and I'm holding it in my hand right now. And with what the previous caller said, there was a man named Gus Hall. He was the Secretary General of the Communist Party USA, which is still alive and kicking, and they are headquartered in Hartford, Connecticut. Think of that. Okay, but he made the connection between the Democrats and the communists back in 1973, and he wrote this pamphlet. And I'm over here on page 37. The connection is made on page 37 and 38. What I will have to do is pull out the excerpts that will make a in-context assertion of that connection and send them to you, Monica. But according to Gus Hall, the communist party has been trying or started to take over the Democrat Party as of about 1948.
Yeah.
Now they've gone full-blown communist. Joseph McCarthy warned us about this, but mm-hmm. because of his approach or his presentation, he was basically rejected. He was, I can't think of the name of the mythical, of the one person in Homer's Iliad that tried, a woman that was blessed by Apollo with the gift of foresight. But she rejected him, and he cursed her so nobody would believe her. That's what Senator Joe McCarthy was. He was basically the real-life equivalent of that mythical character. And now
people don't want to believe, they don't want to hear the truth, and they don't want to believe it, Vance, that that is something that could happen in this country. You know, and it's,
well,
it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Well, how many times in the past, I'm gonna air out some family laundry here.
Well, make it short though. I got 20 seconds.
Well, how many times in the past I've gone round and round with my mom decades ago, and now she's having to eat crow.
Yeah. Vance, thank you so much for your call, and thank you for trying your best as well to keep everybody educated. You're my very own little McCarthy. You know, this is what happens when you're not paying attention. And just because somebody is like a bull in a china shop trying to get the message to you, you reject it. And that's why we now have the American Communist Party, known as the Democrats.